Father, thank you again that we have this time in Jesus' name to come. And Lord, we're coming boldly to the throne of grace. We're a people in great time of need. And Lord, how we need, praise God, the grace and mercy of the Godhead. We're so thankful, Lord, that your Son, hallelujah, has come. We're so thankful upon that cross. It is finished. Lord, help us to rejoice in the freedom, in the liberty, Lord God, which you have made us free. God, help us to rejoice in the grace, Lord, that is so thick and rich, God, to our soul. Lord, let us know again that it's you. You are the potter. And God, hallelujah, that you see a masterpiece for each and every one of your children. Grow up into me in all things, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, to be filled with all the fullness of God. Lord, help us to be saints rejoicing. Rejoicing in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, that all that is within me would praise the Lord God. Help us to wake up today, Lord. Get over ourselves and quit again and give it over to God. And Lord, to be vessels of praise. Oh, the greatness of God, the love of the Lamb. Lord, you came and you died and you lived and you gave yourself for us. Lord, let us be appreciative like never before. A gratitude, Lord. And how do we express it? Oh God, to them that believe. Help us to believe the word of God today. And Lord, it's all by your grace. Open our hearts this morning to receive more and more of the love of God. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise his name. Going to the book of Exodus today in that wonderful 33rd chapter. I'll begin reading from the 7th verse. This the children out there in the wilderness. Moses, oh my goodness, boy did he need a friend, and boy did he have a friend. Speaking to God face to face. And oh, how the Lord took care of poor little Moses at this time. Praise God. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp. Boy, there's a lot in here. Get it while the getting's good. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp. See, this is the place where God would dwell. And notice here, it's afar off from the camp. And called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord. See, that camp, not everybody there sought the Lord. That wasn't the place you're going to seek the Lord. You had to go unto him and come out from among them. Out from among that camp. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. He really stressing something there. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw that cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaks unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. I love this one. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Boy, there was a pattern setting forth there in that life, wasn't there? You talk about a double portion. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. You talk about a patient God. I just think about Moses speaking to him. Thank God they were friends. and this is the all-knowing God. I just think, how much he enjoys our fellowship, doesn't he? Isn't that wonderful? He just enjoyed Moses, praise God. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For within shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Praise the Lord. Now we're going on. We just had to read all that. It's so good. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Hallelujah. He wanted more. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. Listen to this. And will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. And thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. We're going to focus in on that 19th verse. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And here we go. And will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Now you talk about a thanksgiving, brothers and sisters. This is it. This is you. I pray you know this. I pray that we rejoice in this. And I want to be very clear before we begin this, in case there's any error that would set in, thinking somehow that God selected some and cast out others. Because I know that lie goes out. I want the word of the Lord to be spoken here in this place. Romans 8 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Before he predestinated, he foreknew. He knows the hearts of them that will seek him. But yet this faithful God, this one who is faithful and true, this all-loving God, for God so loved the world, he said in 1 Timothy 2:4, I would that all men be saved, all mankind. God was for all of them. He gave his son for everyone, for all sin. It's all there. It's finished to whom would believe and whoever would believe on that cross. But I would that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Acts 10:34 says, I am no respecter of person. And praise be to God, in 2 Corinthians 5:15 it says, I died for all men. Enough said? Enough said, praise God. So I'm going to say this. This all-knowing God foreknew you. He foreknew you. You, that you would have a heart for him. Praise God. He knows you by name. Hallelujah. Even the hair on your head. Can you imagine that? And man, does he got a plan for you. And we just read about it. It's grace upon grace and mercy upon mercy. I think of all the times, brothers and sisters, I've come up so short. I think of all the times that I have believed not, all of the times that I have failed so miserably, all the time I've turned away from his sweet voice, as it would say, come unto me. But God. My whole life and your whole life has been but God. And all I can do is pray, Lord, let it touch us in a thanksgiving today. In a gratitude. Lord, the only thing I wish today is that there was a word greater than thanks that I could praise you with this morning. What you've done for me, the infinite outpouring of grace and mercy, how you have picked me up out of the ash heap over and over, how you have led me through the valley of the shadow of death over and over. How, Lord, I was as defiant many times as Jonah. and would have cast my life too over a ship, but God. Thankful? Thankful? Oh. Now you get a glimpse of why Paul says, be thankful always. Always. And in all things. And you listen to that statement. And I've had people ask me before in my office, brother, how can I be thankful for this? But God. That's it. That's it. Brothers and sisters, we're talking today about unwavering faith. Unshakable confidence in the faithfulness of God's love for us. See, we have to go back to the very beginning, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave everything. He gave His heart. He gave His joy. He gave the life of His Son for you. For you. For whom He foreknew. The delight in the Godhead in ages past. Do you ever get a glimpse of their conversation? Oh, Son, you're going to perfect it all. You're going to become sin for them. You're going to become the sacrifice. You're going to give up this throne. You're going to descend to a depth that even, Son, I will never know. You'll come into a place upon that cross, my Son, that I love You so much, but I'm going to have to turn away. And only You will know what it is to become sin for this incredible family, for these sons that I have appointed for You to bring to glory. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the perfection in the love of God for us is so amazing. Really, it has to constrain me. You talk about being taken away in a cleft of a rock. He set me upon that rock. I'm standing upon that rock. And I see the glory of God just continue to pass by, moment by moment by moment. And there's something about watching the glory of God. It transforms you. It transforms you from glory to glory. Because you can't help but see Him to be like Him. When you look upon Him, you transform. Are you looking upon Him today? He's right here. He's not in pictures on a wall. Nope. He's not in statues and things like that. Nope. He's the divine Word of God. And He lives in the sons of God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Isn't that awesome? Now you know why, again, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. See, this isn't a far-off God. This is a God of Christ in me and Christ in you. Yep, you can believe because of Christ in you. You can, by God's grace, abide faithful till Jesus come, not because of you, but because of Christ in you. See? Do you see that? It's all Jesus. He's come to live. Thank you, God. And to know that love, that's the message, to know the love of Christ. To apprehend that love. That, Lord, You so love, You gave Your Son to grow up into me in all things. Not just a passing Savior, but oh my goodness, a salvation that's new every day. Oh, what a thanksgiving it is. Now, God help us, brothers and sisters, because we really need to get this. And I really want us to get it, that His grace and mercy never ceases. See, the grace and mercy to our life doesn't only flow when I get a new job. Or, oh my goodness, oh, the grace of God, I got a raise. In this day and age, can you imagine that? Or everything is going my way. Oh, the mercy just pours forth. I'm just doing good. Ay, ay, ay. I'm going to tell you when it's really flowing, brothers and sisters. It's really flowing when God allows the devil to take notice of you. As He did with Job, He said, hey, have you seen my servant Job? Oh, he's a dandy. And I'm going to use you, dummy, to go get at him, because I'm going to bring him forth more precious than gold tried in the fire. I'm going to use you, dummy, to tempt him. You think you can get at him? I'm going to let you touch him here, here, and there. But you're not going to take his life. And I'm going to show the handiwork. Oh, no. I'm going to show the masterwork. The masterpiece of God. Of Christ in that brother. And I'm going to take these things away so I can bring forth the double portion. All right. Oh, let's go a step further. It's really flowing when your family turns against you. Oh, I know there's nobody like that in this place. Huh? Like poor old Joseph. There he was. Oh, he liked to talk of the mercies of the Lord in his life. And you know what? It made people jealous. His own brethren. Oh. And they sold him into slavery. They thought, oh my goodness, we've got rid of him. But see, God had a plan to bring the greatest of love and forgiveness through that life. How about does the mercy and grace flow when the Lord allows you to fail over and over like Peter? Oh, I love it. I love my brother Peter. So much of that flesh. I guess I'll just step forward. So many times I've tried to just talk when I should have shut up. Oh, I got another good idea, Lord. Oh, God help me. I'll tell you, I'm glad He's patient. How about even old Peter, not just failing over and over, but believing not. Peter, you're going to deny me, son. And not just once, you're going to deny me three times. You think you stand, and I'm going to show you, honey, it ain't you. I'm going to bring you to a place in your life, Peter, that you're finally going to get it, and you're going to say, Lord, Thou knowest. Lord, it's You that abides faithful. And I'm going to rest in that, God. Because I know that You're for me. See, I know He's for you. I have absolute confidence that Christ is for you. I have absolute confidence that He goes before you. He's set behind you. That He knows the way you take. Absolute confidence that the Word of God never returns void. Absolute confidence that if you'll just look to the Word of God and endure the chastening, He'll deal with you as sons. Absolute confidence in the plan of God that He wants to grow you up. And he said, honey, I'll tell you what, it's not for me to give. But oh, my Father desires a place for you. He's searching, He's seeking for the true worshiper that'll worship Him in spirit and in truth. And he's got a divine place. And let me tell you something. It's not standing before him with a palm. Uh-uh. Nope. And I'm going to tell you too. It ain't a place where you're casting your crown before him either as the 24. Oh no. This is the place for those that hold that fast which thou hast. Lord, you placed upon my finger the wedding ring. You put on my wrist the bracelets, Lord God. And it's a place in the midst of the throne, ruling and reigning with you. It's a place that I delight, Son, that I'm going to bring you forth. I'm going to call you out and make known unto them that I have loved thee. Where does he get all that? Right here. This the word of the Lord for you. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Amen? Amen. We still listening? Oh, by God's grace. He's given you an ear today. You might be a little tired from all that turkey you ate. But God. Now, brothers and sisters, this is what the Holy Ghost is talking about. Brother Paul, he said, oh my goodness, I'm glad I know. I gladly suffered the loss of all things. The Lord took it all away. Oftentimes he's got to do that, brothers and sisters. He's got to take away what you already got in your hand so he can give you so much more. That's how he works over and over. We're talking a double in portion. Enlarge my steps, O Lord. Don't be a finite wineskin. Stretch and stretch and stretch. Praise God, we know there's growing pains in that. But Lord, fill me overflowing. Oh my goodness, how good it hurts all over. But brothers and sisters, we know that he's about the perfection. Perfection. Completing. Hallelujah. Growing you up. Maturing. Hallelujah. He wants you to be like him. Fullness, stature, symmetry. He wants to be awestruck. He loves his inheritance. He wants you to be so ravishingly beautiful that just with one glance of your eye, oh, honey, it's all yours. You got something to be thankful about today? Come on! How could we sit still? This is the word of the Lord for you. Oh, I've heard this, brother. You never received it if that's your attitude. You haven't. How many times over and over do you want him to tell you he loves you? Well, he never stops. How much are you going to listen to it? How deep do you want him to tell you his love goes? How much of the love of Christ do you really want to know? You got time? You a little busy? Something bigger, grander? Something more important? Oh my goodness, I got to send the next text. Just a second, brother. Do you see the stupidity? Oh, I got a big deal. I got to get to bed early on Sunday night. I can't come to church. Pastor, don't go there. I love you. I'm going there. It's time to redeem the time. Give me that old-time religion. Give me the faith of the fathers. These guys were happy in Jesus. They were joyous. Moses to speak face-to-face with God as a friend. Do you know he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother? He wants that fellowship with you, but you have to take the boldness of the love of God to go in there and do it. To come boldly to him, to be drawn unto him. Let that love just pull you in. As it said the day of Joshua, he was so smitten he didn't even leave the place. There was something working in that boy. He was going to walk all through the land. He had an appointment with God later on that, you know what? Son, you're going to take him across. You're going to take him in. He didn't know a thing. He had to be even reminded of the Lord. The Lord had prepared him all the time. He said, Moses, my servant's dead, son. Now get over it. I'm the Lord thy God. I'm with you. We got places to go and things to see, son. Forget those things which are behind. I'm the Lord thy God, and I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I live that every day. How about you? You talk about a trip. Where are we going today, Lord? I don't know, but it's going to be grand. Come on. Come on. See, brothers and sisters, we got to get into this by his grace. See, he either perfects that which concerns us, or you call God a liar. And I'm not calling God a liar. So by the grace of God, I'm receiving the word for my life too, and he'll perfect that which concerns me. Yes, he does. Come on, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I trust that God brought me there. There was no accident. It wasn't God was looking the other way and, oh, how'd we get here? He don't work that way. These are before ordained good works that you should walk therein. Lord, you laid this out today. We're going. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, you go before me. I don't worry about footprints. Praise be to God, you've carried me all the way. Get over yourself. It's by my spirit. It's his strength. You don't have any. Praise be to God. And you talk about the boldness and the confidence that you'll gain. My goodness, I will fear no evil. Thy rod. That's you, Lord. And thy staff, the word of the Lord. Praise be to God. They comfort me. Can you hear the rod and the staff talk to you? I love that. I love when that rod and the staff talks to me. All things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. Oh, man, it took that long to get an amen? You're just stunned at the beauty of the Lord. I know it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Oh, you know it. Because he said it. See, he said it. And if he said it, it's so. It's coming. It's either come to pass or it's coming to pass. It doesn't matter. It's the word of the Lord. It's the only thing that's going to endure. And it's going to endure forever. So listen to that rod and that staff. I am faithful and true. Does he whisper to your sweet little ear in that fiery furnace, this just a light affliction, honey. This just light. Oh, the exceeding abundant eternal weight of glory is coming for you. Oh my goodness, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. I'm going to bring you forth more precious than gold tried in the fire. In due time, I'm going to exalt you with me. If you suffer with me, I'm going to let you reign and rule jointly together with me. I love in the Word of God, he tells you these are gifts. These are the gifts between the bride and the groom. I love it. And he's given these to you. And brothers and sisters, if we will take them, it's the evidence in our lives that, again, it's the grace of God that cries out, Lord, you're my first love. I let go of all this other stuff. Praise God. Lay aside every weight. Lord, let's go. Let's go. Now, you talk about glory. Can you imagine the excitement of your Lord and Savior? Honey, you take all this and you're going to descend from heaven having the glory of God. I'm going to watch you because I'm with you, because I'm your glory. You're my glory. Where did murmur and complain go? Did they leave the building? I pray they did. See, are you abounding in hope and reality? See, get over those lies. Quit living the lie. You'll murmur and complain in the lie. That's what these children in the wilderness did. That's why they didn't go in. That's why it was just the young ones, hallelujah, and that crazy little pair, Joshua and Caleb. Oh, the Lord gave us this, you guys. We're well able to take it. I ain't waiting. We're going now. That's the heart of a champion. That's the heart of them, praise God, that will go in and possess all the land. Now, brothers and sisters, I understand that there's great times of sorrow. And we ache at times. And we hurt. And I found out that the more of the love of God that He puts in our lives, the more we do hurt and the more we do ache. Because the more you love, the greater the love, a lot of times the greater the sorrow. And now you're starting to begin to understand the joint sufferings together with Christ. To know the love of Christ, to know how He would ache and sorrow so much that drops of blood would come from Him. Now, thankfulness, to be content anywhere and anytime, that's got to be Jesus. It's got to be Him alone, isn't it? Amen? Lord, I'm full, yet I'm hungry. I just want more of You. I'm satisfied with Jesus alone. I am completely confident in Jesus alone. That's what He wants, brothers and sisters. Turn your eyes upon Me. Completely confident that He is for you. And if He be for you, who could be against you? I look at the young, I look at the old. I know these ones are in school. You may have a teacher that you think is dead set against you. I have those young ones that come in. Now, I encourage you, you seek peace with all men as much as lies within you. And you know who lies within you? Jesus. And you think of the peace that He sought. He sought such peace, He became, hallelujah, sin for you. As they called out to Him, oh, you dirty one, you Antichrist. They tore His face, they pierced His side, brothers and sisters, but He had to give up the ghost. But they come in and they say, Pastor, I know they're against me. Let me tell you something. If He be for you, who could be against you? Do good unto them. It's like throwing heaps of fiery coal on their head. God takes care of you. Brothers and sisters, completely confident that the hearts of the kings are in His hand. That though they've dug a pit for me, I'm just watching and waiting for you to fall in it. His brother David was hunted as a partridge and he was fearful. And God in His great faithfulness in that cave of Adullam, He brought him in and he had Saul lie right there before his feet. And even his familiar brethren said, oh, take his life right now. He's a dirty dog, David, take him. David got it at that moment. He said, oh no, this is the anointed of the Lord. Praise be to God. He's got His hand on me. Even though they hunt me like a partridge, it doesn't matter. I'm in the cleft of the rock. Oh my goodness, they prepared a furnace for me. You don't realize this, brother. Well, get in it with Jesus. Hallelujah. You'll have a party so grand. You'll have a table set for two you maybe never have had in your whole life. Trust God. Be confident in this, brothers and sisters. You talk about the thankfulness. He knows the hair on your head. He knows your thought afar off. Nothing slips Him. He's got a perfect plan in it, and Jesus knows. And always remember this as we close today. Oh, we have a loving God. Oh, yes, we do. But never forget Jesus, the loving man. Never forget that. Jesus, the Lamb of God. The bride, the Lamb's wife. Thankfulness? That He knows me like that? That He lived that? And I assure you today, brothers and sisters, the greatest praise that we could ever give to Him is unwavering faith in His word. To believe Him. To believe that His word is for you. We come into this place and we say that His promises are yea and amen. I hear people say, oh, amen, brother, amen. But how about those yea and amen promises are yours? the word works effectually in them that believe. That's a promise. That's a promise. And I know each and every one of us today have more to believe God for. Amen? The word works effectually in them that believe. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you. The simplicity in Christ is just overwhelming. Lord, you love your people. Thank God you brought us here today. If anybody's visiting today and does not know your precious Son as Savior, as that brother ministered the word to that man in the chariot, he said, "You believe with all thine heart thou mayest." And that man said, "Oh, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And bang! The chariot stopped and it was time to be baptized. God, the mustard seed of faith is so small and microscopic, gracious, it blows me away every time. But Lord, you love. You're just a lover. Help your people to, as we sing today, as we rise up to really sing out to you, Lord, thank you for loving me this morning. God, and truly to be thankful in all things this morning for everything, Lord God. It was everything about our lives today that you brought us here this morning. Every downsetting, every uprising, every trial that we're in right now, God, it's brought us to our knees. Nothing else could. To come to today in Jesus' name and to say, Lord, I might not even know why I'm here, but I know your word says that your word works effectually. Lord, it's the word of your grace. Lord, it's your truth and love. And in your faithfulness, Father, your Holy Ghost came today and poured down an anointing for these people. And Lord, your word has come forth. And your word does not return void. Lord, let us know how much you love us today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.